Could aerospace sales grow even more in 2008? Trent Lott loses his anti-GA pulpit in the U.S. Senate. And NASA says Atlantis is scrubbed until at least Saturday. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, December 7th, 2007. Airbus and Boeing have both cautioned that incredible sales they've enjoyed in 2007 will likely slow to a normal pace next year. But the Aerospace Industries Association is predicting that sales by Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and others will continue to rise in 2008, but at a slower rate of increase. The association predicts the industry, including military sales, will grow by about 6% to more than $210 billion next year. Marion Blakey, who recently left the FAA to take over as president of the AIA, told AP that the U.S. airlines have delayed ordering new planes, resulting in a pent-up demand which will eventually turn into orders. Quote, "They have not stepped in to modernize their fleets the way the international carriers have," unquote. The Associated Press reports that as of November, Boeing had 1,047 commercial plane orders for 2007. That beats its previous all-time record set last year by 3 planes. In a move met with measured cheers throughout the aviation industry, on Wednesday, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a Republican from Texas, was appointed as ranking member of the Senate Aviation Subcommittee. She'll replace outgoing Mississippi Senator Trent Lott, who announced last week he will resign at the end of this year. Hutchison has served as ranking member of the Space, Aeronautics, and Related Sciences Subcommittee. She also sponsored important aviation legislation, including the Aviation Security Improvement Act, which was signed by the president in 2000, and the Aviation and Transportation Security Act of 2001, which created the Transportation Security Administration. Hutchison was also vice chairman of the NTSB from 1976 to 78. American Airlines CEO Gerard Arpey said he was delighted with the news. Several general aviation groups also applauded Hutchison's appointment after Lott recently became a vocal opponent of GA interests. NASA now says the launch of the space shuttle Atlantis will take place no earlier than Saturday due to a stubborn glitch with a fuel cutoff sensor inside the shuttle's external fuel tank. That system is one of several that protect the shuttle's main engines by shutting them down if fuel runs unexpectedly low. Launch commit criteria require that 3 of the 4 sensor systems function properly before liftoff. Space shuttle program managers will hold a mission management team meeting Friday at 2 p.m., to discuss the issue and determine the steps necessary to start a new launch countdown. For the moment, there is no scheduled launch time for Atlantis, but if NASA can fix the sensor problem, launch will likely occur at about 3:43 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. NASA sometimes calls the shuttle the most complicated machine ever built. This would be the downside. The pilot and one passenger on board a Cessna 208 Caravan cargo plane died when the single-engine turboprop crashed on takeoff Wednesday morning from Rickenbacker International Airport in Ohio. The Logan Daily News reports the bodies of pilot James A. Babcock and passenger Michael Benton were found in the wreckage of the aircraft, which departed the airport about 7 a.m. local time. Crews located the plane south of the field on airport property after a 40-minute search. The aircraft came to rest inverted. The aircraft was en route to Buffalo, New York. The plane, owned by Castle Aviation, was flying for AirNet Systems of Columbus, according to Pickaway County Sheriff Dwight Radcliffe. FAA and NTSB will investigate. According to the FAA's preliminary report, snow was reported at the field at the time of the crash, with low clouds and visibility of 1.5 miles. Up next on ANN, the GAO says the FAA is losing the battle against runway incursions. Bobby Sturgill clarifies the use of the word criminal for AOPA. And airline CEOs look into their crystal balls for Reuters. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 7th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. FAA press releases talk of a high priority on reducing runway incursions, but a recent report by the Government Accountability Office says a variety of FAA shortcomings has incursion rates headed back up. The GAO is an investigative branch of Congress, so its reports are hard to ignore. Reuters reports that Representative James Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat and chairman of the House Transportation Committee, called the findings distressing. GAO says the number of runway near collisions, most of them involving small GA aircraft, declined after reaching 400 in 2001, then leveled off for 5 years. Preliminary fiscal 2007 data suggests 370 were recorded for the year. GAO investigators said the main problems include airport congestion, gaps in FAA leadership, inaction, schedule delays and cost overruns for better ground and air traffic control technology, and air traffic controller fatigue. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association has long said fatigue is a threat to safety. The FAA has so far denied any statistical correlation between its new staffing levels and the frequency of incidents. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association tells Aero News that acting FAA Administrator Bobby Sturgill has set the record straight on the agency's recent use of the word criminal to describe responses to pilots who violate temporary flight restrictions. Sturgill tells AOPA that pilots who bust TFRs will continue to face the possibility of a military escort and FAA certificate action, but not criminal penalties, provided the violation is accidental. In his letter to AOPA President Phil Boyer, Sturgill wrote, quote, "The FAA will refer to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution only TFR violations of national defense airspace that involve knowing or willful conduct," unquote. Boyer responded, quote, "Pilots who perform detailed pre-flights and check NOTAMs multiple times before they take off can still be caught by a last-minute pop-up TFR along their route. We're pleased that the FAA won't seek criminal penalties against these pilots," unquote. If you're waiting for oil prices to drop back down, don't hold your breath. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly told the Reuters Aerospace and Defense Summit in Washington this week that higher oil prices are not a spike, but a new level to which airlines will have to adjust. Quote, "The industry hasn't adjusted to it yet. You will have a recession sometime, and the impact on the airline industry will be dramatic. All of that leads to consolidation, I think," unquote. Southwest has remained profitable in part through its aggressive fuel hedges, which locked in prices well below the current level. Still, with the industry's best paid workforce, the company remains vulnerable. But despite plans to rein in growth in 2008, Southwest may expand capacity faster if other carriers cut capacity to reduce their costs. Quote, "If our competitors start retreating, that may cause us to accelerate our growth plan," unquote. Some of that consolidation, Kelly predicts, could involve Delta Airlines. That's the opinion of U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker, even though his own hostile takeover bid for Delta failed this past spring. When his turn came at the Reuters Aerospace and Defense Summit, Parker said Delta is uniquely positioned to be the catalyst for what could be a wave of airline mergers. Quote, "When they decide to do something, that will be the trigger," unquote. Parker reasons that U.S. Airways and Northwest are too small to kickstart the process. United is willing but has been unable, and American and Continental Airlines appear unwilling to try. He told Reuters he believes 2008 will be a difficult year for the airlines, but that they are better prepared to survive an economic downturn today than they were in the past. Still ahead, Champion Air is about to lose its entire revenue stream. Frontier Airlines now says it will post a loss. And Adam Aircraft celebrates another milestone for the A700. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your aero briefing for Friday, December 7th, 2007. I'm Paul Platt. Charter operator Champion Air is in a really tough spot. The Minneapolis-St. Paul Star Tribune reports the airline, which operates a 16-plane fleet of Boeing 727 trijets, is nearing the end of a lucrative contract to fly 13 National Basketball Association teams. It also faces the loss of charter operations for Northwest Airlines subsidiary MLT Vacations. And the company says those two contracts are pretty much its whole business. In a recent letter to federal mediators, Champion CEO Lee Steele wrote, quote, "The NBA contract ends in 2008 and will not be renewed due to Champion's inability to upgrade to newer aircraft," unquote. Steele asked the board to delay pilot contract talks while the airline seeks an investor who can finance a new fleet and modified business plan. Champion posted a $488,000 loss in 2006. 40% of the airline's 142 pilots and a number of executives have seen the writing on the wall and left just since January. Champion's Boeing 727s burn more fuel than some newer planes, require a three-man crew to fly them, and lack the room and amenities increasingly sought by charter customers. Frontier Airlines announced on Wednesday it now expects to post a loss of as much as 68 cents per share in its December quarter, due mainly to unforeseen increases in the price of fuel. The airline says it will respond by eliminating 100 corporate jobs in Denver. CEO and President Sean Menke's statement was reported in the Denver Business Journal. Quote, "We are also evaluating our fleet size and future aircraft deliveries to ensure the fleet is right-sized to endure this difficult cost environment," unquote. Frontier operates a fleet of 60 Airbus A318, A319, and A320 aircraft and ordered 10 Bombardier Q400 turboprops to launch its new Lynx subsidiary, which will serve Wichita, Rapid City, Albuquerque, and Billings. Frontier spokesman Joe Hodes says the Q400 order for Lynx will not be cut, but a pending order for 10 Airbus A320s for Frontier will be evaluated. Ironically, the discouraging financials came in the same press release as news that Frontier saw preliminary revenue passenger miles in November set a monthly record at almost 789 million. Adam Aircraft reports its A700 program has accomplished a major milestone by receiving its first Type Inspection Authorization, or TIA, from the FAA. Company President Duncan Korbel says the A700 Very Light Jet's commonality with the already type-certified A500 piston twin is speeding the process. Quote, "This event confirms we are on target for achieving FAA certification of the A700 in 2008, unquote. Chairman and CEO John Wolfe observes, quote, "Historically, new aircraft programs that have gone through the rigorous testing to receive a TIA have also successfully obtained a type certificate," unquote. Adam is currently testing the A700 engine handling characteristics. Environmental testing will also begin next week at the world-renowned McKinley Climatic Chamber at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, where tests are conducted at extreme temperatures and in severe weather conditions involving personnel from Adam, the FAA, and engine supplier Williams International. The A700 is designed to carry 7 people. The company says it will feature the best people-to-price performance ratio of any VLJ. Adam Aircraft is based at Centennial Airport in Englewood, Colorado. And finally, the Houston Police Department is still trying to manage the controversy created by what it hoped would be a secret test of an unmanned aerial vehicle 40 miles west of the city last month. The event might have remained secret, but the sudden massing of a bunch of black vehicles caught the attention of locals, who apparently tipped off KPRC-TV, which flew their helicopter in to broadcast the scene. The news crew was reportedly warned by HPD that it was entering restricted airspace, but a quick check with the FAA confirmed there was no restriction in effect. So the crew kept cameras rolling and followed the UAV as it flew at a reported 1,500 feet, 300 feet above its FAA-authorized maximum altitude. An HPD memo to media on Thursday made it clear the unmanned vehicle had authorization to be flown over the sparsely populated area and carried a transponder so it could be tracked by Houston TRACON. The potential danger to manned aircraft flying VFR through the area was downplayed by the police department, which noted that more tests are planned after June next year, again in unannounced locations, and that, quote, test project objectives remain the same, with safety remaining the highest priority, unquote. No, actually, when you conduct unannounced testing of unmanned aerial vehicles at 1,500 feet with no notice to unsuspecting pilots who might be flying VFR, that highest priority would be called secrecy. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Dr. Bob Richards of Odyssey Moon, the first registered team in the $30 million Google Lunar XPRIZE competition. We'll talk about their effort and the new lunar exploration area, which is coming to be known as Moon 2.0. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.